Erin Rial, ABC News Radio national correspondent, joining us as she does on the mornings. I thank you very much, Erin. Good morning. Hope you're well. And this is a terrible thought, but in wars, this happens more often than not. People don't know it. If there was any insight ahead of the attack on October 7th, could some people have profited from the barbaric attack by Hamas against Israel, and Israelis?
It is possible. And now we have a new report that is out this week from two professors, one from NYU, one from Columbia. It's titled Trading on Terror. And they say there is exceptional and extraordinary evidence that trading activity leading up to the October 7th Hamas attacks shows that, yes, some people knew this was going to happen. They say that bets against the value of the MSCI, Israeli Exchange Traded Fund, which has just a bunch of Israeli companies within it, those short sales far exceeded the short selling activity that took place even during the COVID pandemic, even during the 2014 Israeli-Gaza war, and even during the 2008 financial crisis.
Well, Erin, I was talking to someone yesterday off after the show, and they were asking about intelligence because I was talking about intel on something. And, you know, intelligence, most people tell you, is a very imperfect business. There was always this debate after Pearl Harbor, should we have known, should we have picked up intercepts that the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor to keep us out of the war Pacific? And also Benghazi, the consulate there, there was plenty, and that was ironically on the anniversary of the terror attack in America. Should we have known? Should we have acted? The answer is yes, of course. But the question on October 7th, when Hamas terrorists, by the way, attacked Israel in the villages and the kibbutz, that the Israeli intelligence, which is probably the best in the world, and our own intelligence, you know, somehow failed on that, knowing that that could happen on that day. So there's always this question about, you know, who knew what when. But on the investing side, I'm not sure. I'm not going to question the NYU professors, but this whole anything from certain colleges in New York when it comes to Israel and Hamas, I take with a grain of salt, but that's just me.
No, understood. And listen, the authors, they did say that they don't know the location of the parties making the trades, whether the traders were connected to any particular financial firm, a government entity, a terrorist organization, and they actually even urged a lot of caution before drawing those conclusions. They say they are only seeing the tip of the iceberg, that who made the trades, where they came from, that is all information that regulatory bodies like the SEC and FINRA have access to. It is non-public data that they say could really help understand what's going on, how this happened. And mind you, one of the authors is a former SEC commissioner. He can make a phone call and have the SEC look at, like, this is a big deal, and it will for sure be looked into.
And, you know, I'm just going to say this. I think one group that could have known about this ahead of time was those who fund Hamas, and that would be any business interests in and out of Tehran or Iran, in my opinion. I mean, any indirect businesses tied to that, if they did some short sales before, that would fit into the theory. But Erin Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, thank you. Make it a great Wednesday.